This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you give everybody an advanceable, refundable tax credit, if, to go buy a basic plan of their choosing in their state, which now has free market health care, because we're going to let the states set up free markets in health care, and you have risk pools so that you cover that person with catastrophic illnesses, that stabilizes the market.
That's Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. He talks about risk pools. You've heard me talk about that before if you've listened to America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm here. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning into the show. It is Healthcare Watch 2017, because it seems like every single time I crack open this mic, that's what we're talking about. And why not? It affects every single one of us. I was just reading something today that the signups for health care are down and the premiums are up, but just $1. So nationally, 83% or more than 10 million consumers who selected a plan had premiums reduced by tax credits, and the same people on average only saw the premiums up by $1. That's good news for a handful of people, but I must know all the opposite people, because their premiums went up. Isn't it interesting? I mean, wow. The 4% drop in the signups from 12.7 million last year to 12.2 million this year, is it due to the deadlines that people were forgetting? The advertising that normally was there wasn't there this time around, because that was chopped out? Pretty interesting. So right now we turn to Justin Duckham from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Justin, I said it, I feel like this is Healthcare Watch 2017. Every single show we seem to start with that. And, of course, Paul Ryan talking about risk pools and what more details would be in the Republican plan. What's the sentiment this week on healthcare?
Well, a lot of it is just kind of that desperation. We've largely seen the administration kind of shift their focus on this, primarily with the release of the new CBO numbers, saying that those are incorrect because they do not take into account the fact that this is going to be a three-pronged proposal. That's something that's sort of news to a lot of people. This idea didn't really come up until there was some serious questions about who exactly was going to be losing insurance, and now they're sort of scrambling. So according to the administration, they're going to pass the first part, which is already very controversial, opposed by a huge number of conservatives, very unpopular, and then pass a second part, which is going to be more focused on regulations, which is also going to be an uphill battle. And then the third part of it that they say is going to essentially fix everything, that will be a series of, you know, sort of conservative goodies, things that have been on their wish list for quite some time, the bells and whistles, as Donald Trump put it on. And that's going to require getting 60 votes in the Senate as well, something that's pretty unlikely, considering that's going to be holding, a good piece of controversial, language. So it does not really look at this point like they're going to be able to get this done all three ways, nor is there, you know, explanation for why this is going to be moving forward really going to be able to stand up to much scrutiny.
Yeah. All right. So we move from healthcare to the other thing that, you know, was part of the big buzz today. Certainly Trump slamming the judicial overreach is what he called it. The travel ban stopped again. So hours before it was supposed to kick in, the president's revised plan was put on hold by a federal judge in Hawaii, and he wasn't happy about it. That's going to continue this challenge, isn't it?
Quite likely, yeah. And he addressed this not via, you know, a statement or a tweet, but in front of a live audience in Nashville, Tennessee, when he was speaking. And as a result, probably got a little more off the chain than a lot of his advisors or those within the Justice Department probably would have liked. He said he did not want to disparage the judges because the media would judge him harshly, but said that this was judicial overreach, suggested that politics came into play. But what was really interesting about a lot of this is that he actually described this as a watered-down version of the first executive order, the one that was stalled in court, then said that, you know, he would like to go back to the first one and, you know, do what they initially intended to do. That's something that is probably going to end up, you know, shooting him in the foot. The ruling that came from the Ninth Circuit today actually mentioned statements made by Giuliani or Steve Miller saying that this was, you know, a Muslim ban, or in Steve Miller's case, saying that this essentially was the same kind of legislation, or it had the same basic policy outcome as the initial executive order. And Trump sort of reiterated that in a very public way, and one that will quite likely make its way into the, you know, following challenges to this legislation, to this executive order, or to, you know, anything else that comes up beyond it. So, you know, he really just did not really do himself very many favors. He got, you know, some big applause line, you know, got to kind of go off the chain for a, you know, pretty long rant about this today in Nashville. But ultimately, I think he's probably, you know, I'm sure at least maybe not him, but some people within the White House are certainly regretting this moment.
Yeah. How about the tax return leak? Certainly that is huge news. Rachel Maddow breaking that story. Then it's, you know, obviously moving on from MSNBC to getting bigger. Trump saying he's not embarrassed by the tax return leak, but saying it's illegal. So now what with that?
Today we had Sean Spicer addressing this. You know, he was asked if the administration was going to, you know, take legal action against MSNBC or any of the other reporters who were involved in this. He said that he's going to check with their legal team. And perhaps most interestingly, he was asked point blank if this was something that was released coyly by Trump himself or the Trump administration. He said absolutely not. He said to suggest that was offensive and kind of put a you know, pin in the argument that a lot of people have been sort of saying behind the scenes after this went forward, this idea that, you know, this was a pretty good return, all things considered, certainly sort of won Trump the news cycle in sort of an unorthodox way, and could therefore, you know, very well have the White House's fingerprints on it. But we do have an official denial from the White House about that, but I'm sure that's probably not going to do much to, you know, stop the speculation.
No, and then last thing, wiretaps. Trump says there's more to come on this, but we'll see, right?
Yeah, he said that he may very well talk about this next week. You know, probably, you know, there's a good chance he may not get that far before he has to address it. You know, he's holding a joint press conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Friday. And, you know, typically in those, that's a chance for reporters to get a question. And, you know, in the past few times he's done this, he's called upon, you know, pretty favorable media outlets and then kind of been held to task for that. So there's a good chance that, you know, perhaps there will be a question about that, that he has to direct or that he has to answer directly as soon as Friday. But otherwise, he says he's going to address this. But as it stands right now, Devin Nunes, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, as well as the ranking member Adam Schiff, both say that there is no evidence that this actually took place, and you know, are kind of flat out saying that, you know, there probably was not a literal wiretap of Trump Tower, something that, you know, certainly goes against what the administration was saying just yesterday, which was that they were very confident that there was ultimately going to be some evidence coming up from the Justice Department.
All right, Justin Duckham, a plethora of riches from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much.
All right, Troy. Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. I'll meet you all on the flip side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about wiretaps, which we brought up with Justin Duckham. And when we talk about the wiretaps, of course, what Trump is saying is, listen, there's more to come on this whole wiretapping claim. And what he's saying is that a lot of information is going to be released over the next couple of weeks, and it covers a lot of different things. He says, I think you're going to find some very interesting items that will come to over these next couple of weeks. He did an interview with Tucker Carlson on Fox News that aired on Wednesday. So the White House is sticking to the story. Baby, we've been bugged. Trump Tower was bugged. Think of the movies, the tiny, teeny cable guys that sneak in who are really terrorists or work for somebody, and they're bugging the place. Now, he didn't call them terrorists, but he's saying the tower was bugged leading up to the election. But Republicans and Democrats are saying there is no evidence. Some Trump supporters are requesting an investigation into the claim. Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Trump was referring to surveillance on his Manhattan building, a much broader term than wiretapping. So, wow, pretty interesting stuff when it comes to this whole wiretapping thing. Is it so far-fetched that it could be wiretapped? No. I mean, surveillance is, well, I think, everywhere. Not being paranoid, and I don't feel like I need to live in a bunker, but we're seeing that there's lots of surveillance going on that we didn't think went on in the first place. I don't know. You know, here's the bottom line. Just show us the evidence. You know, show us the evidence, get the evidence, whatever. If there's evidence to be had, I would think that we can uncover that evidence. But I don't know that they're going to find any evidence. We'll see. Get out very big shovels. Very big shovels. I don't know. To me, I'll go back to this. To me, it seemed like, and I hate to keep revisiting the election. I do. It's over with. But if we're going to go back there, since this is what the wiretapping claim is about, I would say if we look back at the election results, I think Trump was just as surprised as anyone else that he won. Did he not look surprised to all of you? I mean, he won. Absolutely, he won. But that night, he seemed not taken back. He just seemed surprised. And he kept saying it, you wait and see. But there was so much negative publicity. There were so many things that had happened to him. The bus ride with Billy Bush. And so I think as we sum this whole thing up, if there were wiretaps, and there were wiretaps afterwards at Trump Tower, I don't know really what there was to necessarily gain by that. But, you know, leading up to the election, et cetera. And, of course, nothing really came out of, nothing really came out of it yet is what Trump and the White House is now sticking by, too, as well, right? Craziness. Let's zig and zag into a couple of other things that are beating down my back door and probably your back door. I started off, and it seems like I start off every show like this, talking about healthcare. And of course I do, because, as I say, it is the common denominator in some way for all of us. It is. It really is. And you heard Ryan in basically a retreat from his position that the bill would fail if altered. He's saying that the proposal to revise the Affordable Care Act would incorporate feedback from lots of people, and he didn't detail what changes were under consideration, but he did talk about catastrophic coverage and what would kick in with catastrophic coverage. And I've gotten a lot of emails from many of you, and if I just went with the emails that we had constantly floating around on the top of our grab bag, I would say that overwhelmingly 80% of the email since the beginning of the year, almost every other night, you know what, has been about healthcare. Sad stories about relatives, about dealing with doctors and hospitals and illness and being completely healthy, then you're not. You know, and you know it from this show. What's the best way to beat the healthcare blues? Stay healthy. How can you stay? How do you know if you're going to get in a car accident? And of course you don't. The answer is that there's, it's not very comforting to say, just stay healthy. But is there no end in sight to this? I mean, we're going to keep dealing with this for a long, long time. And I feel like, because every night I don't want to just beat the drum of negativity, I feel like I want to start throwing in a couple of these little nuggets along the way that I call the daily salute. And this is a good daily salute. You can bet that Melanie Sigard is not focusing on what's happening in the United States as far as policies and healthcare and immigration and all of that. Well, first of all, she is in France, so that's the number one thing. And what is the reason I bring up Melanie Sigard is that she got to realize her dream. I happened to catch this because someone sent me a clip of it, and this woman had the dream of presenting weather on television. So she has Down syndrome, and France 2, the TV station, made that dream come true. It was one of the coolest things that I've seen. She had no broadcast training, but her lifelong desire was to be able to do the weather on television. And a French nonprofit that advocates for a supportive society said, yeah, why can't she do it? So they figured out a way to make it happen, and there you go. There was actually a Facebook campaign, and the Facebook campaign was Melanie Can Do It. They outlined her goal. She wrote a little story about her dream to present the weather. She got 100,000 supporters. A television station allowed her to do it. And she was great. She nailed it. She did better than I did. I'm going to write her a letter. My French is not too good, but I have a feeling I can get it translated. I am serious. I'm going to write her a letter. I am so impressed with this young woman. She trained for 4 days with one of the weather people. They gave her tips on how to do it in front of a green screen. Because, yes, I know I did the weather, and you stand in front of a blank screen. You know, it's a green screen, and you're pointing. You're pointing at parts of the country, and then you're clicking and moving to numbers and all kinds of things. So, anyway, she did her television debut just the other night, and people were really encouraging her. And what a smart thing, too, for the television station, because they ate it up. Just people all over the place were tuning in to see it, and she had a big smile, and she did the weather, and her presentation got her a record number of viewers, 5.3 million people. And on her Facebook afterwards, she wrote, I am a weather good. Now, that's a weather girl. Now, that's a feel-good story. That's the Daily Salute. So I'm going to give everybody credit for making that happen, from the organization to Melanie herself to the people who were so supportive to jump on board with this. What a cool, cool thing. What a cool thing to have happen. And not let her Down syndrome hold her back. And it was neat. It was a neat thing to see. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to jump into the latest, greatest hits, including, did you fill out a bracket? I'm going to tell you about my bracket just a little bit of a preview, and a big contest that we have coming up as well. Then it's Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo to close out the show. Hang with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Market committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point, bringing it to 0.75% to 1%.
Say what? Jenny Yellen. We could be looking at rapid future hikes in a little teeny tiny version of It's Your Business. The Federal Reserve Chair said during a press conference on Wednesday after the central bank raised interest rates for just the third time since the financial crisis, the hike was one of the least surprising probably to the markets, traders pricing in a full 100% chance that it would take place. So people didn't roll over on this one. The Fed Chair, however, killed a little bit of confidence as we push forward. She was talking about the lack of economic progress since the Fed's last meeting in January. She even decided she would push that envelope a little bit further, saying that the Fed doesn't see any evidence that the optimism of a record-breaking stock market has made its way into spending by companies or people. So how about it? Is your company spending some money? Are you spending money? So we don't really have clarity on the timing of future rate increases, do we? And now it's all about speculation, May, June, maybe in the fall, what's going to happen, you know, what's going to happen there. And some of this probably rests on the president's ability to push through a promised agenda that his agenda was about tax cuts and infrastructure spending, which has definitely fed Wall Street's benchmarks to go even higher because we've really seen things jump. But, you know, the Fed had some room. They really had some room to be able to maneuver. And they have a little bit of more, I'm going to say they have a little more room in the foreseeable future, you know, as well. So what does it mean? The Feds raise rates. That's what it means. It's, you know, been coming again for a while. So, you know, here we go. The Federal Reserve Chair has talked about waiting in the wings. And this is only, again, I'll emphasize this, third interest rate increase in a decade. And she's a hawk. She's leading a more hawkish kind of push at the Fed, and the basis of that is for a stronger economy under the presidency of Donald Trump, as he's got both houses of Congress. What happens if we don't see that health care plan? And I think that's one of the things the Fed is counting on. A boost from lower taxes and the infrastructure plan to also kick in. It's crazy. It's such a short period. And with all these gains on the market, I guess deciding that this optimism was kind of a false sort of optimism is kind of, if you listen to what Janet Yellen said, that's kind of what her thoughts were. Hopefully we don't see a misguided effort here. Hopefully we don't see that. Wage growth, what's going to happen there? Productivity, what have we seen in the past? You know, again, reinventing the wheel, eh. We don't want to see the Fed go in the direction of a big mistake. And by the way, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, all were up on the day. So, you know, that's the good news. The markets didn't rock, and I said that initially at the beginning of this. So we're going to rock in a couple of different directions. Opening up, talking about what's in your wallet as far as health care every single day. That seems to be the opening salvo here on this show. Wiretapping, the claims that there's going to be some evidence, the White House saying you'll see, and we'll have some evidence on that. That would be second probably as well to the health care story. But in the meantime, and of course, Janet Yellen saying, let's wait another quarter to see if the optimism, what happens with that, you know, optimism deal, if that really is right, and we see some of those projects I just mentioned, or we don't. All right, I say this all the time, that what's in a tweet, Twitter can be incredibly dangerous. People have lost jobs over tweets. People have lost friendships. People have started incredible fights over Twitter. I'm saying usually famous people because they have a massive amount of people on their Twitter feed. So James Wood is quickly adding his name to the list of uh-oh. He sued an anonymous Twitter troll who called him a cocaine addict. Now he's been sued over a tweet of his own. In a lawsuit, Portia Bulger described James Wood as an activist for progressive causes and for the Democratic Party, says that Woods misidentified her as a woman who wore a Trump shirt, a T-shirt, and gave a Nazi salute during a 2016 Trump rally in Chicago. According to the complaint, Woods posted a tweet with a picture of and caption relating to her, identifying her as a leader of Women for Bernie and Ohio grassroots organizer. The lawsuit says that Woods' tweet read, so-called Trump Nazi is a Bernie Sanders agitator slash operative. So initially misidentifying her and then the whole Nazi salute thing. He didn't remove his tweet, and his tweet was retweeted 5,000 times. His account has more than, this is the key, more than 350,000 followers in the lawsuit. So now there's a lawsuit. His attorneys are saying it's patently bogus. Bogus. That he is in no doubt surprised by this bogus lawsuit in response to a rumor circulating on the internet about her affiliation. Yeah, I mean, listen, they're looking for compensatory damages in excess of $1 million and punitive damages in excess of $2 million. You know, who knows? I mean, those words are quick and they're easy to go back and do a forensic analysis and all that other sort of stuff. So it depends on the judge. It depends on the circumstance where that ends up. You know, we talk about flights being diverted. How about this flight? American Airlines flight was diverted to Jacksonville after a soda was spilled. A soda, of all things. Here's what happened. It was grounded because of a mechanical issue, but it was caused because of a spilled soda. 150 people were on board the 737. Nobody was hurt. It landed at Jacksonville. And what happened was the flight crew had to make this emergency landing after the soft drink splashed on some electronic device in the main cabin. They're investigating it, the Federal Aviation Administration. It left passengers stranded at the airport until their journey was expected to start again at 10 o'clock at night. Oh, I wouldn't have been happy about that, right? But look, it was attributed to a spill by a passenger. But the passenger doesn't remember that happening. So here's what the scoop is. They even named him Preston Wake. He said he was seated in row 7 on the flight taking him home to Chicago when a flight attendant fumbled a soft drink inadvertently. And it went all over their clothes and everything else. The next thing you knew, the crew was preparing to land. That's what happened. So, fair or foul, I say this, whether it's a soda spill or something else, if they have to do an emergency landing, well, they have to do an emergency landing, no matter who did what and why the soda fell and whatever, that's what happens. And if they decided it was too risky because something was short-circuiting, and who knows what that is, which it is kind of frightening when it's described that way. Oh, we spilled a soda, so we could short-circuit. We got to land. What about the rest of us on all the other flights that are people are fumbling around, dropping things, and we're packed in like sardines? I would think that could happen on a lot of flights. So there, I think there's confusion there. I want to hear, and I have bookmarked this, I want to know the outcome, frankly, of this story. I do. I want to know the outcome of this, right? The, in swinging into something completely different, you know, I've talked about this before, and we've actually had on psychologists talk about this. I was reading a story about gamers and how they push the risks of live streaming because they can't stop. So really serious gamers do marathons, but when they do marathons, it's not like, oh, a 6-hour marathon. No, it's like a 24-hour marathon. 24 hours. And we told you the story about Brian Vinault, who was playing that tank warfare video game, and he went to go buy a pack of cigarettes. He never returned. He died in his house. And they say that, you know, it was because of the gaming, the constant gaming. There was no indication of any kind of foul play. They haven't specifically listed the death, but that's what they're looking at. He was just 35 years old. Wow. Got to take a break from everything. Stay with us. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo on the flip side.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what they think of me. I'm happy go lucky. They say that I'm lucky, contented, and carefree. I don't care. I don't care if I do get a mean and stony stare. If I'm not successful, it won't be distressful, because I don't care.
That's a good attitude. I don't care. Tail end of this show. One of the fun things that we do here is we put Nathan Reeder in the hot seat, frankly, on hump day into happy day. It's what I call Wednesday into Thursday. So this segment is Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! How you doing, Nathan?
I'm pretty good, Kate.
Pretty good?
Yeah, I'll go with pretty good.
Okay, bingo! There's our first bingo. I like that. All right, you're going to like this first one. I think, well, I say like, I don't mean really like. I just think it's, I don't know, I just think it's kind of interesting. How about that? Let's put it that way. And first up is the fact that as I look across at headsets when I'm on planes or walking around, or, you know, I live near a college campus and I see people bopping around all over the place, and they've some, frankly, thrown down some pretty good, you know, headgear. And a woman's headphones exploded mid-flight from Beijing to Melbourne. And so now there's more concerns, Nathan, about the use of battery-powered devices on flights, that saying it could be hazardous. She was burned. She was sleeping. She was listening to music. She felt a burning sensation on her face. According to the BBC, she grabbed her face, which caused the headphones to go around her neck. She kept feeling this burning thing. She grabbed them off, threw them onto the floor. The headphones caught fire and began to melt. They were sparking and had small amounts of fire. The flight crew threw a bucket of water on the headphones, but that didn't stop the plane from smelling like smoke for the rest of the flight. Her face was burnt. There was melted plastic. I saw a picture of her, burnt electronics, burnt hair. And how awful is that? People on the flight were gagging, choking, and couldn't breathe half, and they didn't land the plane because of the smoke. It was this battery issue again. And, you know, I don't know. They say they're not going to release the brand of the headphones, but they're considering the belief that it's a battery issue and not the headphones themselves. What do you think?
That it's not... Wait.
They don't know if it's the headphones for sure. They think it could be.
Yeah.
Or it could just be a battery problem. But if it's a battery problem, it still has to do with the headphones and what they're using.
Absolutely. And, okay, there's several things. Yeah. Okay, random. Random oops. Also, how many products out there do you think are field tested at different atmospheric pressures?
Hardly any.
So there's a consideration. And I mean, when I said random, I mean anecdotally, how had it been used before she had it in that plane that day? I don't know. I'm going to go with bingo, and I'm glad they weren't mine and that didn't happen to me, and
no
I wasn't in the
kidding.
Plane sitting in
oh
the smoke
gosh.
Of plastic, which I really do not
I
like
hate
the
that
smell
of
burning plastic. Burning plastic
even.
And burning flesh, both very awful things. Try to avoid ever having to smell. Totally
I agree.
True.
Oh, totally true. All right, so I'm with you on that. I think it's an awful thing. I feel badly for the woman. It's craziest. It's a crazy thing to happen. All right, this Google exec decided he was going to share with the world his three unusual questions he likes to ask employees, because he says getting to know your colleagues on a more personal level can be a long process that takes months, if not years. But having meaningful work relations pays off. I agree with that. Employees who have friends at work are happier. They work harder at work. That's what a Gallup poll just found, for whatever that means. But here are his favorite three unusual questions. I'm going to see what you think of this. What's on your bucket list? What's the craziest thing you've done? And what's your favorite color?
The color one is kind of
stupid,
boring.
That's like a kid question. That's
yeah.
What you get asked when you're in, you know, your young daughter, you probably asked her when she was four. Honey, what color is your favorite? I don't know. I know I was asked that in kindergarten.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. No,
yeah, whatever.
I think the premise is very important, and I'll give that a bingo.
Yeah, I'd give that a bingo, too. I don't know about his unusual questions. What's on your bucket list? What's the craziest thing you've done? That's not unusual.
Well,
really?
I think those will list some pretty good answers that'll let you get to know the person a little bit, or at least see how nice their storytelling goes.
That's true. So what should happen is before you go to work, when you accept a job, you should have to go through a storytelling process. We send you to class so that you know that you can make a story and get along with everybody else. I mean, I applaud the effort of trying to do that, absolutely. So I would ask you the question, what's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I think that's waiting.
It's hard.
Yeah. That's,
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
There's
quite a It's quite a few crazy things. I've been in a couple of different atmospheric pressures in various ways that I thought was pretty fun and different.
Nice.
Nothing exploded while I was there, which was awesome, and I'll give myself a bingo for that.
All right, I'm going to say that. I can't, I mean, I'm sure I, what would be considered crazy, I've done crazy things, I suppose, but I don't know what the craziest thing, I guess, well, here's one of mine. I'm going to tell the world, is everybody just, I'm sure you're all just really waiting to hear this in Rome, New York, where you've had, what, 30 inches of snow. But the craziest thing I did, I was with a boyfriend, I'll even say his name, Marvin Martinez, and he took me to the Grand Canyon. We went to the Grand Canyon. We lived in Albuquerque. Both of us lived in Albuquerque. And I was so excited to go because I'd never seen the Grand Canyon. It was beautiful. Well, what I didn't really know, because he was an experienced hiker, I wasn't, but I was in excellent shape, is we hiked up and down the Grand Canyon in one day. It took, I think, 8 hours with one canteen.
Fun.
And that was stupid. I mean, I remember the ranger saying to me, and now when we got to the bottom, we filled it up, but that still is not enough. It was a steamy, hot day. And the ranger just looked at me, and he said, "You're not staying down here for the night." I said, "No, we're hiking back up." And he's like, "Oh, no. What trail are you taking?" He made me show him the trail, because he was so worried. And we did. We made it. But I'll tell you what, when I got to the top, I was toast. I mean,
yeah.
Phew. I was toast. I think, again, I was in great shape. I think I lost 10 pounds. I mean, it was nutty.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nutty thing. It's a crazy thing. That's crazy.
I went to New York City with $50, and I was supposed to be there for 5 days. So that was pretty fun.
Wow. And it worked.
Yes, I had very nice friends, too. You know how life happens
yeah.
a little easier with our friends.
Yeah. Yes, I know how that works. All right, this is our last one. This is a pretty good one. A jury awarded $500,000 to a Missouri woman. Woohoo! Why? Let me tell you that part. Because this woman was hounded by a debt collector. Yes, it's true. They were constantly ringing her up at all times of day. She was harassed. They were demanding $10,000 for an unpaid credit card bill that was not hers. And it wasn't hers. So she kept telling them that. She was being just harassed, harangued, and she was being nice about it at first. It wasn't her credit card bill, so they decided that, okay, that we can't keep doing this. I mean, how many days in a row are we going to get this? And the jury said it was harassment. She got $500,000.
Awesome.
I know, bingo.
Wow, big bingo.
I think it's a big bingo, too. All right, Nathan, thank you. That was great.
Thank you, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version, this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.